do you get your political information? CNN.com.
Daily Show.
This college class is called Television and Politics. For many of these students, that means one program, The Daily Show. The Daily Show isn't even really a news program. It's a late-night, half-hour comedy show that discusses and makes fun of news and politics.
Welcome to The Daily Show. We're in Boston.
Even though the show says it has no credibility or journalistic integrity, political science professor John Sides of George Washington University in Washington uses The Daily Show as a teaching tool.
I think something is usually better than nothing. I would rather have people learn about current events from The Daily Show or from a blog than I would have them be ignorant completely of that.
23-year-old Michelle Price is a fan of the show's host, John Stewart.
He presents it in a really interesting way and in a way that makes sense to everyone. It's just a way that everyone can feel like that they're involved. He's really entertaining and really engaging and draws, I guess, viewers like me in a way that sometimes the news doesn't do as well.
A recent poll found that 21% of people aged 18 to 29 cited The Daily Show as a place where they regularly get their political news. But students, such as 19-year-old Samantha Warfield, says it is not their primary source of information.
I don't know if I would say that's where people are getting their news from, but it definitely appeals to a younger demographic and a younger generation. And I think that that's sort of what we need to get kids and young people motivated about politics.
And when young people want to learn about politics, 21-year-old Ali Shariat says they go to a variety of sources.
CNN, The Economist, New York Times, The Daily Show itself, and now The Colbert Report is entertaining. And just like some websites like Slate and Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report is a website that posts stories, some of which have not been verified. It's not just students and news junkies who read The Drudge Report. Politicians, such as Congressman Patrick McHenry, read it too.
I think in my office, every staffer looks at The Drudge Report a couple times a day.
With a working population that spends most of the day in front of computers, technology is taking over as a vehicle of information. Nonpartisan organizations like Rock the Vote target youth voters via the internet. Hans Riemer is the Washington director of Rock the Vote.
Technology is key for what we do. We wouldn't have the success that we have without technology. The biggest and most successful for us is our internet strategy. And we had 1.2 million people who came to our website to fill out their voter registration forms. And what they could do is we created a software application where they could fill out their form and then print it up, sign it, and mail it in.
Rock the Vote also uses celebrities to get its message across. But political science professor Sides wonders if movie and music stars really influence voters.
I think that's effective in the sense that it puts politics in front of young people's face. Now, of course, whether a 30-second ad featuring, you know, Puff Daddy truly has an impact on people's registration, their participation on election day, that's a completely open question.
A question students Michelle Price and Ali Shariat are ready to answer.
If they're endorsing a candidate, people are going to talk about it. I don't know that that would change people's votes, and I sort of hope it doesn't. I mean, it depends on who the celebrity is.
I actually get turned off by that a lot, and we've discussed it in class and everything, because it's soft news.
Our environment.
Your future.
Censorship.
A new military draft.
The many issues that will be decided this election.
Vote.
Vote. Vote. Vote.
Mr. Riemer of Rock the Vote says celebrities do have an influence.
The celebrity's role is to generate interest in a candidate or an issue. Using celebrities is an important tool. It's a good marketing tool. It's the sizzle, but it's not the steak. The steak is the issues and the message.
Those messages are being spread by young people in novel ways. Student Carl Bach is chairman of the George Mason University chapter of a nonpartisan group called the New Voters Project. It works to register young people and get them to the polls by approaching them on campuses across the country and at home.
Also, instant messaging. We've been instant messaging our friends like, hey, the election's tomorrow. Hey, did you get your absentee ballot sent out? Again, just the peer-to-peer contact. It's non-traditional.
And non-traditional is a positive concept for a generation that has its own definition of what it means to be politically aware. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.